Hi, this is Miriam Castillo with another effectology tip for you. Welcome. What are you thinking? What are you really, really thinking? And underneath all of that, what else are you thinking? And beyond that, what else is it that you think about that thing? How aware are you really of your thoughts? So they say that we think about 70,000 thoughts or so per day on average. That's a lot of thoughts, and it's really hard to monitor them. And you know how sometimes you'll say to your partner, or they'll say to you, what are you thinking? And the answer's kind of, don't know. That's because a lot of our thoughts, like 98% of them, are completely unconscious. They're just running on autopilot in the background. But here's the thing, we want to be conscious of our thoughts because we want to be conscious creators. We want to live life on purpose. We want to create life on purpose. So we need to become conscious of our thoughts because thoughts become things, remember? So how do you know what you're thinking about any given subject? Well, there are two really easy ways. Number one is have a look at what have you got. What have you got on that topic in your life right now? What does it look like? How's it showing up? Is it showing up in a way that delights you and excites you? That's what you're thinking about it. Is it showing up in a way that frightens and worries you? That's how you're thinking about it. So the number one easiest way to tell what you're thinking about any given topic is to look at it and see how it's showing up in your life at the moment. It's always a match, every single time. The other way that you can tell what you're thinking about a topic is easy. It's pretty hard to monitor your thoughts, but it's very easy to know instantly how you're feeling. And here's the thing, if you're thinking a whole lot of negative things about any topic, you're going to feel in accordance with that. You're going to feel negative. You're going to feel a negative state of emotion. Whereas if you're having a whole lot of positive, uplifting, excited thoughts about any given topic, you're going to have a positive matching emotion to that, those thought patterns. So it doesn't matter what all those thoughts are. You can instantly know the gist of them and the area around which they're centered in terms of negative, positive, neutral, and so on by the way you feel about the topic and by the way you feel right now and right now and right now and right now. So if you want to know what you're thinking, which is really important once you become aware that thoughts become things, number one, look at what you've got. Direct result of your thinking. But given there's a little bit of a lag time involved, sometimes a direct result of yesterday's thinking. So what are you thinking right now that's going to create your tomorrow? Check in with how you feel. Because if you're feeling great, it's unlikely that there's a barrage of negative thoughts going on inside of you at the same time. It's simply not a match. So that's a very easy way for you to actually become conscious of your thoughts and know what it is you're creating, because thoughts become things. Cool. I'll leave you with that. Stay happy. Bye.